In response to the threat of terrorist attacks, security has been increased around the nation's railroads, and that's having a disproportionate effect on one small American subculture, train buffs. Many train lovers spend a lot of time watching and photographing trains, an activity which is now drawing unwanted scrutiny from law enforcement agencies. Richard Whitenight is a rail fan who lives in Arlington, Texas. He recently had an unexpected run-in with the law. He joins us now by phone. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Whitenight.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about your hobby.
Our hobby that I like and many others like is basically watching trains. We are interested in everything from steam locomotives to diesel locomotives, and basically just view it as a hobby.
Well, now recently you were watching trains in Fort Worth, Texas, and you ran into some problems. What happened?
Basically what happened was that we and myself and two other gentlemen that I had never met before, I was sitting in my car watching the trains, and the other gentlemen were taking photographs. This is an area where double tracks cross each other, one going north and one going east-west. And we basically sit out there and watch them. But somewhere around 4:15 that afternoon, two police units from the Fort Worth Police Department showed up. Well, they do a little bit of interviewing. They indicate to us why they were there. They indicated that we weren't able to leave right off the bat because we had to speak to their supervisor. And she comes out, speaks with us. She takes some information, and then she says, we have a need for you to sit in your cars, wait for a little longer. We have someone else that has to speak with you.
Now, eventually you were interrogated, is that right?
Yeah. I was interviewed by a member of what's called the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. So he had basically asked us questions as to why we were out there, why we were taking photographs, if we were, if anyone had asked us specifically to watch for specific types of cars, because we were under the impression or understood that there had been an FBI warning out that individuals might be singling out hazardous type of containers that are being shipped daily over the railroads.
I guess for the folks involved in this, the law enforcement people who are on high alert, what you were doing really does look like suspicious activity.
Yes, especially, and I wasn't even aware that Union Pacific engineers had been told to, they were given information to put out anybody to their dispatcher who was out in an area that even looked suspicious.
Were you concerned at all? What was your reaction to?
I wasn't really concerned because I know what they're going through. I didn't realize it was going to be as extensive because it wasn't until 9 o'clock that we were officially allowed to go. So it was about 4 hours and 45 minutes that we were unofficially detained.
Is there a buzz going through the world of rail fans right now about this kind of thing?
Oh, there is, yes. You wouldn't believe that since I wrote an article, I've heard everything from people that understood. I've heard people that thought my First Amendment rights had been violated, that I should call an ACLU, and I thought to myself, no, I don't want to embarrass the department I work for, or even, you know, to me, that wasn't a big thing, because I can understand the gravity of it. And, you know, I have no problem with what went on, because everyone, even the FBI agent that came out the last, this young lady from Fort Worth, she was very professional. She took our information down, and eventually at 9 o'clock, everyone got released.
Thanks so much, Mr. Whitenight.
You're welcome. You have a great day, ma'am.
Richard Whitenight is a rail fan who lives in Arlington, Texas. He joined us by phone from his home in Arlington.